Another question I had that Jay-Z mentioned earlier today, that bothers me because it bothers my son so much, is about the nuclear war. And I don't give that much thought because I'm not afraid. But it saddens me to see my son, who is 21 years old, feel that the bomb is going to blow everyone up.
That is because he does not conceive in his mind that there is anything else better to do than be blown up.
That's sad for him.
Indeed, but that's his truth. Let me engage a little enlightenment upon your countenance that you can prophesy to your sibling and be smug when it all comes to pass. Your government here, you call it that which is termed, as it were, indeed the Americas, correct?
That's correct.
Well, it used to be a small plan, but nonetheless, the Americas, your government here entity, have already imparted some very wondrous expeditions. Three of them I shall mention. One, they have gated off the polar passes. Know you what they are when I speak of polar passes? They would be considered your northern pass and your southern pass, because they have found that your world is hollow. And it is. If any entity here only took a moment to reason out how the Earth orbits around its central sun and the centrifugal force of the orbit pressing everything inward to the outward frame, anyone would know that. But of course, you must understand that your higher education doesn't. So everyone here is not in the knowingness or to think for themselves, and what an atrocity that is. They are an expedition for their exploring the inner earth and the inner people there. And they have not been allowed to come completely in. They have set up a great barrier, for they don't want anyone else there. And they are negotiating, as it were, or rather pleading, to have what is called parley, conference. Now, that is a very wonderful thing, because they have learned that all of the doors that cause magnetic disability in your oceans, indeed, in your mountaintops, in that which is termed your polar ranges, are doors that open to the inner face of the inner earth. You're a, what you call it, love, spacecraft. There are many places that they come from, but the most frequent visitor are those that live on the inner faces of the earth inwardly. And they can open the ocean floor with that which is called a G-force, split the ocean open, causing a great and immense column to go over that which is called 13,000 feet in the air to allow one of their ships to come out. This enigma is already more awesome than anything your little nuclear government has. Now, for that one effect, they're very frightened about the enemy within, to which they paraphrase that in their conference, which is very secret. The enemy within is much more powerful and much more dangerous than anything on your surface, if it wanted to be. Next, they have already, as it were indeed, surfaced around your moon, correct? You have one, eh? Your government has walked on your moon.
Oh, yes.
One of them, eh? Well, there are wonderful star base already that has been built on the other side of your moon entity. And that, as it were, is from observers entity from beyond the northern star. And that is where the great ships called mother ships issue forth from and look like stars that twinkle in your heavens. And they have already found that out, and that terrifies them. Well, you see, anything that can move and defy gravity entity also can defy perpetrated missiles. So you see, they're a little intimidated there. The next adventure entity is that your government hath built a ship to this caliber, but is in very much the primeval stages of it. It is dangerous because they are using that which is called nuclear radiation for its activator that causes it to spin and to cause it to be uplifted without that which is called propelled motion. But they have learned how to make such a ship now. The reason they will not go to war is they are no longer bored, as it were. And when they break into that which is termed the parley of the enemy within and find a real basis of friendship to which they must earn entity, they will learn a science that will take them beyond the sun in a twinkling of a moment. And when they do that, their frontiers are so vast and so great and so immense that war shan't even be thought of. For who is to conquer the whole of 100 universes? So be it. You go and be happy and love your sibling. And irregardless of the mood, be happy. That is all.